I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Khamenei, has reiterated that the results of the disputed presidential election will stand. He said neither the establishment nor the nation will yield to pressure. Pressure is coming from the candidates who oppose the declared winner, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and from ordinary Iranians who've demonstrated in the streets for nearly 2 weeks now. They charge that the election was stolen. There were small demonstrations reported in Tehran today. One near the parliament buildings was broken up by security forces. They were using clubs and tear gas. The protests have been greeted with sympathy in the West, but in the Middle East, there is ambivalence. Ursula Lindsay has been sampling opinion in Egypt.
The Egyptian government, like many other Arab regimes, is not on good terms with Iran. It views Iran's nuclear ambitions and its regional influence with deep concern. In April, the Egyptians arrested members of the Iranian-supported Islamist group Hezbollah, who'd sneaked into Egypt. Egyptian officials have criticized Iran and issued stern warnings that it must change its ways. But the regime of President Hosni Mubarak isn't a fan of street protests either. Mubarak has been in power for 28 years and has repressed all domestic democracy movements. Hossam Hamalawi is a journalist, blogger, and opposition activist.
I think the government is quite worried. Whatever happens in Iran, you know, like it, by the domino effect, it can spread to the rest of the region. There is no question that the regime hates Ahmadinejad. I mean, they've even said it on the record. But does the regime see Mousavi as an acceptable alternative or not? Does the regime see the demonstrators to be within Mousavi's control or not? I mean, I think really that the president is quite worried at the moment.
He may have some reason to be. This is one of several recent TV talk shows dedicated to events in Iran. A caller to the show says that in Iran, there are alternatives to Ahmadinejad. To have alternatives to your president is a beautiful thing, he says. It's something that's missing in Egypt. A letter to the editor of an opposition newspaper expresses a similar sentiment. The writer says the election in Iran filled him with sadness when he compared it to elections in Egypt. The Iranian people expected their vote to count, he writes, and there were strong candidates running, unlike in Egypt. But there are also plenty of voices here defending Ahmadinejad. Many here see him as a leader who stands up to the West. Salahuddin Dasuki recently organized a seminar in Cairo on the Iranian election.
Right or wrong, the Arab street is with Ahmadinejad. His position toward Israel is clear. His position toward the U.S. is clear. He's pursuing nuclear power. The street wants Ahmadinejad to win.
And not just the street. Mustafa Al-Abed is a specialist on Iran. At the seminar, he warned his audience against drawing simple conclusions.
There's a division. Ahmadinejad is considered the candidate of the poor and the enemy of the U.S. and Israel, as if Mousavi is the protector of the rich and the friend of America in Israel. This is incorrect ideological talk. All the claims that this is an angelic regime and that this is an American conspiracy, I don't think the demonstrators in the street are the expression of an American conspiracy. I think they express the popular will.
But almost everyone at the seminar insisted that Mousavi's supporters must be backed by the U.S. One participant even compared Ahmadinejad favorably to beloved former Egyptian President Gamal Abdel Nasser. That led to a shouting match between him and Al-Abed. These kinds of heated arguments are also taking place on Egyptian blogs and in newspaper columns. Egyptians may not know quite what to make of events in Iran, but they know they matter. For The World, I'm Ursula Lindsay in Cairo.